Well, good day, everybody. It's the Pastor Denny here, what I'm calling the 15 in quarantine on this beautiful Friday, March 27th day in Friendship with Wisconsin. This will be the first of our 15 in quarantine thoughts. I'll resume again on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week, and hopefully not too much longer after that. We won't be in quarantine anymore. So just keep praying for everything going on in the world. The 15 in quarantine is just, I just want to share passing thoughts that I've had, either thinking about you guys, think about what's going on in the world, or whatever came to my mind. I just wanted to share it with you. I don't have a huge structure. I have a couple notes here on my screen that I don't want to forget to mention, but I want to just kind of share my thoughts and how my mind works, and hopefully that might encourage you, because the Lord works in different ways. He might spark something when you're thinking about Him and bringing Him into every situation that's going on in your life. You never know when He'll spark a thought in your head, and then you go, you look in God's Word, and then before you know it, you're going down and thinking about this and this and this and that, and it doesn't stop. And the Lord will just fellowship with you and share things with you. So there's not going to be a huge structure to all this. I just have some thoughts. There will be some organization, because you don't want to, my mind's usually all over the place thinking things, and I don't want to do that to you. But today I do want to share with you faith over feelings. Again, it's 15 minutes in quarantine, and that's just me sharing my thoughts with you. Doesn't include me saying hello and all those other good things. So it might turn out to be like 20 minutes or whatnot. So, but let's get started in the 15 in quarantine. When I recently saw a couple posts on Facebook, as well as listening to a gentleman that had posted something, and this came up, faith over feelings. Also, I've heard many times, I'm sure as you have, that fact over feelings as well. So we've heard those things, but faith over feelings for today. When our emotions do come, and they spark in our life, and especially in times like this, when the coronavirus or something big in your life happens that really adds to all the other troubles and things you're dealing with and coping with or going through, this can really compound things that go on in your mind, your emotions. And they can become unchecked or out of control or chaotic and unnerving and just restless things going on in your head. And then we're just left with just simply, we just want and long for like a peace of mind. We want a sense of calm in our life. We just simply sometimes just want an answer. Something to stand on, trust in, just something to feel safe in. I don't want you to feel like you're treading water all the time, just looking and praying that for someone to come along and to give you that lifeline before you tire out and drown. I don't want you to feel that way all the time. So faith over feelings, what does that mean? We have struggles every day, some big, some small, some that come and go. Some that come and want to take up residence and stick with us for quite a while. So unfortunately, times again like this, coronavirus will compound all those things in our struggles. So who do we look for? What do we look for to hold on to, confide in, and sometimes just to be able to have a hug? But we can find a rock. We can find a safety. And we don't even have to find this person that will truly stabilize our mind, have us feel safe, and someone we can truly trust. And it's not someone like what the world is. Man can fail us, and we do. We fail each other at times. But this person, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is truly a rock. And unlike the world, who will just stabilize your mind, He can keep it stabilized. He can bring your emotions, give you that power, that peace, and that comfort that you need that will stay. He can be a true healer of your mind, and not just a band-aid that the world has to offer. He can also be that peace giver and not the pieces giver, to where He provides something that's real and true that you can find rest in, whether instead of just these little pieces the world gives you, and you got to keep going back for more and more and more. Kind of like a bag of candy, someone offers you one M&M and you're like, oh, that didn't satisfy my hunger. But they give you a whole bag and you're like, yep, that satisfied my chocolate cream. Kind of like the world in the same way might give you little bits and pieces, but the Lord Jesus Christ can give you the full package of peace. He's all our calm and not the chaos. He's also the solution and not the fix. The fix, what I'm talking about is a fix that the world can give, where, like in the drug world, where they go to get their fix, to forget their fears, to forget their troubles, but it doesn't provide any solution. So he can be the solution and not just a fix. So continuing on in this, again, the world doesn't provide solutions. They provide cover-ups, but the Lord Jesus Christ can provide a solution. And for the most part, that solution comes from his word. The word of God in Psalm 138:2, it's one of my favorite Bible verses, but I will worship toward the holy temple. This is David, obviously, writing these. I will worship toward thy holy temple. Praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Why does he say this? For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. That's important. It's important that the Lord Jesus Christ says, my word I hold above my name. That's hugely important. Because out of his mouth, we have God's word here. Here's the word of God. Here's what he's saying to us today. And throughout all the world's existence here, as he spoke and the Holy Spirit moved upon men and wrote the very words of God here in the Bible, he holds us above his own name. And that's wonderful, because when he says something, he will do it. That's the start of his faithfulness, is him saying, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm providing. And he will do it. Some other verses that come to my mind, Romans 11:29, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. When he provides these things, when he says these things, when you even think of the gift of salvation, he's not going to remove that. That's a free gift. It's a free gift that when God says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. He means it. He means it when he stepped out of glory, lived a perfect, sinless life, to die and shed his blood on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins, was buried and rose again the third day. When he says that for by grace you save through faith, that not yourself a gift of God, not of works. And the word of God says, not by works which we have done. But we can't work for it. We can't do anything. God says, I provided a free gift. You simply believe and you have the gift of eternal life. He's not going to change his mind on that. That's something wonderful. His word also says, 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And there's many other verses that talk about God's faithfulness, but they came to my mind. And it's wonderful to know that God's not a liar. When he says something, you can trust it. Whether you like it or not, he's faithful, he's true, and it might go against, his word might convict us to change and encourage us and all those different things, but he's unwavering, unchanging, he's true. So we must remember that when dealing with our feelings themselves aren't the issue. The issue is where do they land, where do they take root? Obviously, they come up in your mind, and they're going to land in your mind, and they're going to take root in your mind. But how are they going to take root? Well, if you prepare your mind in such a way, we'll call your mind like the ground, we'll use farming for example. Before we sow the seed, you want to till the ground. Maybe you fertilize the ground, you prepare it. Why? So you can grow a good batch of crops. But if you don't care to do anything or care for your field at all, and you plant your crop, you're not going to get what you wanted. It's the same thing with our feelings. If we prepare our mind, look to the Lord through it all, look to his word, till the ground of our mind with his word, an initial burst of emotions that come at you, like anger, for example. Maybe someone offended you and anger takes over you. Okay, well, how's it going to settle? Is it going to settle in a mind that says, Lord, sin got in that person's life and it's hurting their life, and because of their sin in their life, they lashed out at me and hurt me as well, and I'm angry at that sin. And then you look to the Lord saying, Lord, how can I respond? Because the only way to get rid of that sin in their life is to help that person to realize that they can be free from that power of sin. And that so on and so forth. And now you've tilled the ground of your mind with God's word. So that when those feelings, that anger settles into your mind and takes root, then it's going to grow something that's beneficial and helpful. It helps you to mature. But if that anger goes and you want to till your ground with, oh boy, I'm going to get back at that person. Well, then you're tilling your ground. It's only going to grow weeds in your life, and because you didn't look to your faith. You didn't look to God's word. So how do we know? Excuse me. How do we know that when we say things like, oh, I pray, oh, I do look to God, because we say those things all the time. But how do we know for sure that when our feelings come into place and we're struggling with fear, anxiety, we're struggling with loneliness, we're struggling with so many different things going on, then it's compounded by the now with the coronavirus. How do we know? Because we know answers. Oh, I should pray. I should look to the Lord. But there is a key thing that sometimes we miss a lot, where we come into play. Yes, the Lord is the one that's going to give you the power. He's the one that when we're weak, he's the one that's strong. Yes, he's that mighty work that's within you. But you have a job to do as well. You're not a Christian couch potato. He doesn't want us to sit on the couch and he's going to wait on you hand and foot. Word of God does say it, we walk by faith and not by sight. So sticking to our faith over feelings. Faith is what? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith in your life can be something that is actual evidence, actual substance. Science is always looking at, basically, science is observable data, and for good reason. But when it comes to the spiritual realm, faith is our observable data. It can be a substance. It can be something real in your life. So when we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And faith is the only way to please God. It's the only way to come to God, first of all. We talked about that. For by grace you save through faith. And it's not yourselves, it's a gift of God. The only way to come to the Lord and be one of his is by faith, or through faith. And now, once you're his as a believer, now we're told to walk by faith. Walk in that faith. Paul, and looking at my time here, we still got a few minutes. Good. Ephesians chapter 3, he prays this awesome prayer starting in 3:13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In one of the sister verses, to the verse I want to point out here in 3 verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. A sister verse of that in Colossians 2:7 says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding there with thanksgiving. This prayer is an awesome prayer. When we're trying to have that faith over feelings, to be able to bring our feelings into true control, allow our feelings to fall on a tilled ground of our mind in the Word of God so it can grow up and be beneficial crops in our mind instead of tilling our mind with what we think and what the world says, and those emotions settle down into the ground of our mind and they produce weeds. So we need to refocus here, because Paul in his prayer says we can know the love of Christ. We can comprehend so much of him. There are some powerful things going on, but I think the thing that we miss sometimes, whenever we're trying to look to the Lord for help, and we know, we tell ourselves, well, I know to pray. I know I should read. I know I should trust God. Oh, I'm trusted. But there's this one verse here, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Dwell. Letting him have access to your life. Because sometimes just saying it isn't good enough. We know when, back to that example, getting angry at someone that offended you. And you say, oh, Lord, help me, or else I'm going to give it to him. But did you really look to the Lord? Did it really sink in? Did you really till the ground of your mind and say, Lord, do help me? Because sin has controlled that guy's life. It is controlling him. He's a slave to it. And it's hurting him. And then I also know that it's hurting me because he offended me. Lord, help me then realize it's only going to be your love, your word, that releases that person from that sin. Or did you just say, Lord, help me, and you go about getting angry at the person? There's very much of a difference in saying it and knowing what goes on inside your head between you and the Lord. I do trust that you're tilling the ground of your mind so that when your feelings get out of control or anger comes, worry comes, whatever it is comes, and it falls down into the soil of your mind, I hope you have it tilled with God's word so that you first look to Him, faith over feelings, so that when those feelings settle down, the seeds fall into the ground of your mind and they grow. They will grow up to something that will be beneficial, that you can learn from and grow from and be edified in through it all. Even though it might hurt, it might be hard, but it will have benefit because the Lord Jesus Christ will be there dwelling in you. That word dwell means to give access to every part of your body. I'm not saying, Lord, help me in this situation. He wants to have access to all of you. And when you do that by faith, walk by faith and not by sight, and give Him access to every part of your life, starting out is going to be hard. Starting out, walking by faith, we might not have the answers sometimes. We might truly be stepping out, relying fully on Him. But part of the reward of doing that, of walking in the Spirit, is our faith becoming evidence and substance in our life, knowing that the God of the universe that lives inside of us is now witnessing with our spirit, letting us know we're the children of God, letting us know, wow, there is power inside of me. That's important. So my challenge for you today is, we all look sometimes when things happen, things go wrong. We love to sometimes be able to pick up the phone, call a friend. That friend's usually someone, one that you trust. One that you didn't just meet on the street passing by and you called them up and spill your whole life out to them and put all your faith in them that they'll help. No, you don't do that. You turn to someone that you've invested in, that you've loved, and they loved you back. The same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ, that if you allow Him to dwell in your whole life, and you walk by faith, you will experience Him. And your faith will more and more every day become a reality, a true substance, a true evidence in your life, so that the moment as they keep coming, because trials and tribulations will keep coming in your life, but as they do, you immediately know more and more through it all that He is really there. He does really help you. And then your faith isn't what the world calls blind faith. Your faith is something you know is real. So that's the first thing you do when something comes that you don't have control over, you can't handle, you're struggling with. You go to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, help me. And maybe He'll show you an answer in God's word. Maybe He's already hid it in your heart, but because you turn to Him first, He reveals it. Maybe sometimes you don't get an answer other than the fact you got to just trust Him. But the more you do it, the more of a relationship you build with Him, the more you know He's real and active in your life. And it only comes by a love relationship that is a two-way street. It isn't just you saying, Lord, do this, do that, do this, do this, do this. No, you don't do that with a relationship with your loved one. You're not going to do it with the Lord. He's always there, always present, always saying, just turn to me and let's start loving each other. I'm ready to pour out my love and work in your life if you're willing to pour out your love and work in our relationship. So I do hope that challenges you today, that faith or our feelings, when you look to our faith, it's something that's real, it's something of substance. And it truly can be mighty in your life if you let the Lord Jesus Christ truly dwell in your hearts by faith. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank You for this day. Thank You for Your word. One, that You're faithful. Two, that You hold Your words in such high esteem that You hold it above Your very own name. And that's so important because now we can go to Your word and take it for what it is, that it is truth. It is a foundation. It's a rock because it's a direct reflection of You and what You want in our lives and what You're going to accomplish in our lives. So, Lord, help us to always, in our own time, one-on-one with You, not only going out to services, not only hearing people speak, not only listening to good music or talking to You and praying, but, Lord, one-on-one, that we go to Your word and to see what You have for us. And, Lord, most important, that we truly do give You access to all of us, our whole life, and not just keep secret things hidden, saying, oh, that doesn't interfere with that person, this person, I can keep doing this sin. It's like, no, Lord, may we give you access to all of our life. Lord, thank you again for your faithfulness. Help us to truly walk by faith and not by sight. Allow you to work in our life to the point that we know our faith truly is a substance, truly is a reality. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I hope to meet with you again on Monday. I'll be back here with another 15 in quarantine. Again, that doesn't include the whole intro and closing. It's just the thought part. So that part of it's 15. So like I said, it'll probably go about 20, which I think we just crested a 20-minute mark, according to what I have going here. But hopefully we'll see you again here Monday, and I'll share some more thoughts with you. So take care. God bless everybody. Take care.